There's a praise from the Lord. There's a praise from the Lord. There's a praise from the Lord. His praise is sufficient. And his praise from the Lord. And his praise from the Lord.
Thank you. is out of it. And you're able to say no to what is wrong. The same miracle power that can heal the sick, that can open the blind eyes. That's a miracle power for those who know this. When they ask for it, when they pray for it, when they rely on it, God releases it to his children. And you are able to live in the life of Christ. That song writer says, search me, O God. Search me, O God. If there's any difficulty in front of me, if there are parts that are not in line with your words, he's asking the Lord to uproot them because the Lord can uproot.
Establish my heart with your grace. Lord, establish me with your grace. Ask the Lord to establish your heart. The Bible says it's good that a man's heart is established in grace. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. Hebrews 13, 9. Hebrews 13, 9. Don't know what version you have, but can I hear what you have? Do not be carried about with what? Divers and strange doctrines.
But it is a good thing that you have established grace. Not with things which have not profited them that have been made.
For it is a good thing that what?
Established
grace. That
what? That is established grace.
What's your interpretation?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be established with grace? Is Is anybody willing to help? Because he wants to pray. Living by his life, brought up with, established by the truth. Can you read this version for us?
Hebrews 13.
So do not be attracted by strange new ideas.
Do not be attracted by strange new ideas.
Your spiritual strength comes as a gift from God, not from ceremonial rules about eating certain foods, a method which, by the way, hasn't helped those who have tried it.
Your spiritual strength comes what?
Your spiritual strength comes as a gift from God.
When I was reading just now, I've not even seen this version. I said, for those who know it, the way you believe God has been, that the way it comes and people say it, there is a miraculous power, gift, grace, anointing, I mean, that's opened the blind and healed the sick, and there is a miraculous. Now, many children of God have shot themselves by the leg because nothing is telling us that the same power and free thing that God does that brings about the miracles can be extended to your spiritual inner man so that you are just not corrupted. We know grace is what we don't desire to do speaking to God, isn't it? It's a flow of something from God to man. And that it is at God's prerogative, at his discretion, but he has given conditions around it. He gave full of grace and fruit, but he giveth grace to the Lord. Blessed are those that are poor in spirit, for they shall be filled. Your spiritual strength comes as a gift from God. So every of our activities, so when they say be careful with strange doctrines, they are not just talking about doctrines that say should not be committing sin. There are doctrines that try to show righteousness, isn't it? And you are falling from grace. He said, if you want to now fulfill the law by observing rules, say that you are falling from grace. Is that not what Paul said? If you want to start pleasing God by now observing rules, he said you are falling from grace. So what is this grace they are referring to? Something that is given by God. Bible says it is in that pocket, it must go to be like the of his good pleasure. I don't know whether I can explain practically to you. Part of this grace that I've enjoyed is that when I'm just being natural, I see God things and reveal to me, maybe in a dream, this is what's going on with you. That's grace. He has just called my attention to say, wake up, go soon. I wouldn't, my common sense are resurrected teaching with kind of. But grace comes as a word, as a message, as a charge, as a portion. At another time, you just felt, no, only one that will do anything. And then you just pray. That's grace. It is the Spirit having his way with the man. That's grace. It's not teaching. I just want us to pray as much as I minister. Why should you want that? You will be pastor and you have no grace, you will be dead. You have no grace, you will be discouraged. Though God is not supplying grace, you will be tired. People will gather one. Here is where we met. Here is where they wrote our name together. What is the profit and benefit from our association that I will go all the way? It's grace. Oh, yeah. What is this? What is inspiring you to keep coming? It's grace. Why are you giving to the church? Why are you giving to the needy among us? It's grace. Heaven has grace in your heart. They are giving you truth, knowledge of the mind of God, and you have
receive grace to accept it. To come and live around them and to be humble is grace. To do the will of God is grace. To be a blessing to others is grace. To live the life of God is grace. Because you can't live without grace. And what is this grace? I just give you a dream that heaven given to you. Enablement by the Holy Ghost. By whatever other measure. So that you are still standing. Did you hear the apostles? Maybe I should show you the Bible. It's like, having obtained mercy, we faint not. He said, it is through the work of Jesus that we stand in this grace. Wherein we stand. Paul said, but I have obtained grace more than them all. Do you remember he said something like that? And I do all that I need. Say, I'm able to do all this through Christ who strengthens me. Please pray for grace tonight. And what I have asked you to pray for, whatever you think is a struggle in your life, say, Lord, give me grace. It's a spiritual gift. It's a spiritual gift that is better than money. As a wife, you need grace to be a forest wife. As a husband, you need grace to be a approved husband. As a worker and minister, you need grace. As a child in the house, you need grace.
Give me this.